Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peak Performance Center and renowned nutrition and fitness expert, and Michelle King Robeson, founder of EmpowHer.com and leading women's advocate. Cut through the confusion and share the naked, bottom line truth about all things woman. It's Her Radio.
I'm Dr. Pam Peek, and my wonderful co-host Michelle King Robeson is off on travel today. You know, if you're a woman, you're sitting back and saying, how can I be successful? You know the drill. And more importantly, not just be successful, but add another S to that, significant. And how can you put together success and significance? I have with us Sharon Lecter, who is a dear, dear friend and colleague. And you're going to love her background because she, of all people, is an expert in all things women, success, and significance. She's combined her expertise as a CPA and an internationally best-selling author with an unmatched passion for financial literacy and entrepreneurship to inspire change for women and businesses across the globe for over 30 years. As men and women, she's all over the place. Credited as the genius behind the Rich Dad brand, Sharon is currently partnered with the Napoleon Hill Foundation and is a driving force behind these two mega brands. She's demonstrated her vision, her expertise in empowering audiences with hope and prosperity. Sharon, welcome to Her Radio. It's so wonderful to hear your voice. So we've got
Happy
this.
Happy New Year, Pam. I'm so thrilled to be with you.
Well, this is just, I'm so excited about this, especially given your new book, which is really Think and Grow Rich for Women. Originally, there was a book for men on this. Well, guess what? We count too. And I'm a very proud contributor to this book. And you have done such a great job of getting the message out there about success and significance. So give us a couple steps that women can understand to be able to help them understand how to be successful.
Well, at the end of the day, success is determined, Pam, how you feel about yourself when you look in the mirror. You know, it's not necessarily how much money you have in the bank or you know, what your title is. It's, you know, are you feeling good about what you're doing each and every day? And are you making a contribution and adding value to other people's lives? And at the end of the day, it's up to each and every one of us to determine what success and significance is to us.
I love that. And then, you know, what is it that are the main stumbling blocks for women when they think about success? Why is it that sometimes they just feel so helpless, hopeless, and defeated about the whole thing?
Well, it's one word, fear. Women have this tremendous lack of self-confidence almost across the board. You always hate to rationalize or generalize, but it truly is. Women have this lack of confidence, the feeling of not worthiness. And a lot of it comes from when we were kids, when we heard our parents say, money doesn't grow on trees, you think we're the Rockefellers. All those negative messages about money builds in this mindset of scarcity. And so we're growing up in an environment where we're afraid we're not going to have enough, and then when we become successful, we're afraid we're going to lose it. So we need to replace that negativity with a positive mindset of abundance and understand that we can create the life we want.
Well, I think it's really important to hear it from a voice like you, especially because you've been enormously successful. Did you ever, how did you deal with the obstacles as you were becoming successful?
Well, each and every one of them, I've had the same issues that I've had to deal with. That's why I'm so passionate about it. That concept of wanting to be perfect, that concept of never quite feeling good enough, and battling fear every single day. We talk about courage as the absence of fear. I believe the true definition of courage is acting in spite of the fear. And so I want women to acknowledge that they're dealing with that. By acknowledging it, you're actually giving yourself permission to conquer it. And by conquering it, you can see the world through the light of positive abundance as opposed to scarcity and fear.
And your book is Think and Grow Rich for Women. And I think every woman out there who wants to understand how to be able to put this together for herself in terms of success and significance has got to rush out and just get this book. Make sure to read my chapter too. And that's all about the mind and brain science and how women's, you know, brains operate quite differently than men's, and on and on. There, each chapter is just absolutely rich with brand new cutting edge information to help you understand this whole issue of women's success and significance. Now, that being said, what about this B word that just keeps coming up all the time? You know what I'm going to say. And that is when women say, but I'm finding such difficulty with balance.
Well, that's the second. There are two primary reasons I wrote the book, Pam. One is to change the concept of negativity to one of positive thoughts as it relates to money. The second one is to debunk this myth of work-life balance. When you are constantly trying to strive for balance, you're never going to achieve that concept. But the word balance means you're not moving. And I don't know one single woman ever, in what, no matter what country, no matter what language they speak, that doesn't think that they need to have balance. But the problem is we're all moving constantly. We're all multitasking. And so get rid of the concept of balance and replace it with one big life, being present in your life. In the morning, if you feel guilty that you didn't spend enough time with your kids yesterday, make a different choice to today. But don't use precious time today worrying, feeling guilty. The definition of worry is to pray for what you do not want. So get rid of it. Stop it. Stop worrying and start focusing on what you do want and make every single day a beautiful day and be present in no matter what you're doing. Because we all have a personal life, business life, financial life, physical health life. We're all of that in one vessel. So we need to take care of the entire vessel and live one big life.
I love that. Wow. That was so rich. And I want every woman out there to understand what you just said. You said live mindfully. Be in the present. I think women, actually, you've probably heard me say this before. Women don't worry. They pre-worry. They worry about not worrying enough. And we turn anxiety into a second career. And we're always thinking about, okay, in the past, shame, blame, and guilt. Okay. Or shoulda, coulda, woulda. And in the future, you know, we start worrying about that. And then where are we? We can't be in the present when we're all over the planet. And so I think what you just said is so powerful.
Time, Pam, it wastes your health. Your area.
Oh my gosh,
worrying,
of course.
It causes you negative health issues. So there's nothing positive about worry.
Right. And so, you know, how can a woman be more mindful? Give us one tip.
Well, what I do is I still have those worry storms. I'm a champion worrier. I grew up with the best. And so I still have that happen. So I acknowledge it, but I allow myself to stop myself and say, okay, right now I'm worried about this. So I am praying for what I don't want. So I stop myself and reframe my thought process and say, instead of thinking about what I don't want to have happen, I'm going to recenter my thoughts on what I do want to have happen. And just by that one little exercise, I change my physical being and my mental being into one of hopefulness instead of fretfulness.
I love it. I think that that's so precious. Now, what I want every woman out there to do is just grab this book, Think and Grow Rich for Women, Using Your Power to Create Success and Significance. Drop the fear. That's what Sharon Lecter just said, the New York Times bestselling author who wrote this and is here to inspire us with her fabulous words and all of the experts, including yours truly and Michelle King Robeson, who are featured in the book. You've got to read this book. It's fabulous. Thank you so much, Sharon. We appreciate your being on Her Radio. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King Robeson. Listen to Her Radio and all the great shows on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Stay well.